Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We're here to get to the bottom of why two people who are single can't or won't get together for a second date, especially when it appeared to be so promising after the first date. It's Second Date Update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Good morning, Will.
Yeah, hi.
Will, it's Thunder and PT. Are you ready for Second Date Update, sir?
Oh, amazing. Yeah, you guys, I'm so ready. Thank you so much for calling and picking me. I really appreciate it. I'm definitely ready.
Yeah, all good, man. You're welcome. How are things going with Lauren since you wrote to us about her?
Honestly, they're going just as bad as when I wrote. Uh-huh. You know, I still haven't gotten a response. It's been about 2 weeks now, and I'm sort of at the point where I'm just starting to think this just isn't going to work out.
Okay, well, first of all, let us do our magic here, Will, if we can. But let's go back a little bit. What do you think the problem is? Why do you think Lauren isn't calling you back?
Well, I have a working theory that... So I invited her over to my place for dinner. I wanted to kind of like... I'm a bit of a cook. I have a special mac and cheese recipe. And so I wanted to show off a little bit.
Nice.
And she loved dinner, loved the mac and cheese. But, you know, I live in a studio. It's a pretty small... little apartment, so I think it's obvious, you know, I don't make a lot of money, and I think that just might be a red flag for her, and maybe that kind of turned her off.
Okay, well, that would be sad to hear.
Yeah, kind of superficial, unfortunately. How did you guys, maybe go back to the beginning, how did you guys meet in general?
Yeah, we just met on Tinder.
Okay.
Took a little bit of convincing to get her to meet up. I think she might have been playing hard to get, but yeah, just on Tinder.
Did you have enough room in your apartment to swipe right on her? I'm kidding. That was cruel. How did things go on the
date?
What
else? Yeah, like, how was the conversation and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. It just was really smooth, really easy. I thought we had really good chemistry. We made out. Like, so I just don't really know what happened, you know? And
all right, well, that's...
You know, I'd love a second shot, or at least to figure out what went wrong so I don't do it again.
Well, that's what we're here for, Will, and hopefully get some answers to some of these questions you have of what happened to Lauren. We're going to reach out, see if she'll come on with us, Will, and if you can stay right there, we'll maybe get some resolution for you here on Second Date Update. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay, right back on 102.9 The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. All right, our listener Will met Lauren on Tinder. They went over to his place, or she came over to his place for dinner. That went great, but it's been 2 weeks now since he's heard from her.
Still haven't gotten a response. It's been about 2 weeks now, and I'm honestly sort of at the point where I'm just starting to think this just isn't going to work out.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Lauren?
Yes. Can
Hi.
I help you?
Yeah, Lauren, sorry to bother you this morning. It's Thunder and PT. We do a morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf, and we do a segment on our show, and it sounds like we may have reached you at work or something, but...
Just hang tight for a second,
because
we're doing something called Second Date Update.
And we just need to talk to you for a minute about a date you went on with Will. Would you have a second to talk to us?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. All right. Can you just tell us how you feel the date went with Will, Lauren?
Well, it was going great until it wasn't. I was really excited to hang out with him, but he is a little weird.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit? Like, what exactly about him do you think is weird? And he asked us to call, so I mean, he wants to find out.
Yes, but I don't want to embarrass him. But
Lauren, basically, he just wants to know why things aren't working out between the two of you.
Okay. Well, the date was really great. You know, he's cute, and we got along really well. And all these really great thoughts were, like, running through my head until I went to his bathroom.
Okay. What happened in his bathroom?
So I walk in there, and there is this huge knife, like, you know, a machete, I guess.
A machete in the bathroom?
Yeah, well, I thought it was, like, a weird, like, decoration choice, whatever.
Was it on the wall or where?
No, it was, like, on the sink, you know, on, like, the counter.
Okay.
And I just thought, like, oh, he's, like, a bachelor. Bachelors don't always have the best taste, like, you know. So I asked him about the machete in the bathroom, and he tells me it wasn't decorative, that it was a tool.
For what?
It was his poop. Knife?
I'm sorry?
What?
According to his poop knife, according to Will, he, like, takes a poop so big that he needs a knife or this machete to
come on.
Cut it in half.
Wait,
I mean,
what?
I've never heard of a thing like this, like, never. And from that moment forward, I was, like, totally turned off, and I just could not wait to get out of there.
You know, a lot of people have poop knives, you know, like a lot of my friends have them. A lot of people I know, I don't really understand what the big deal about that is.
Well, then you're all weird. All of you that have poop knives are weird. You need more fiber in your diet. Like, there's no reason that you should have a knife in the bathroom like that. Like,
well, I do need the knife in the bathroom, you know, in case the action is so large that I need to dislodge it. So I have to have the knife.
Will.
Not everybody has poop knives.
Okay, I'm going to be very delicate here.
Yeah, and I don't. Yeah.
How big, and I'm not asking about that, how big is the knife that you need a poop? How big is this? And I think you called it a machete.
Yeah.
Lauren, which is not a small instrument.
It's about like maybe 2 feet long, weighs about 15 pounds, so it's got some heft
Will,
to it.
When did this start?
No, you can buy them a lot of places, you know, like a lot of like sort of hunting stores,
sure.
Like just like.
I don't think that's okay. Where you bought it, I don't think is the that you have a poop knife in your bathroom. Why on earth would you leave that? Because you just think it's normal.
Yeah.
You can't put that
it's
on
not.
The counter. That's not it. Yeah. Like,
you can't put that anywhere.
Clean.
You have
it's
to.
Not like it doesn't get cleaned. I mean, it's obviously, you know, cleaned, you know, most of the time.
Do you hear yourself?
Yeah. Could you not work a salad into your diet? Well, I think this is almost an intervention about your diet.
Well, I just, you know, I'm mostly eating like a lot of cooked meat. I'm trying to like get my jaw stronger and help my teeth by eating undercooked meat, and then just basically that mac and cheese, you know, it's really good. So I just don't really see the problem.
You're growing young man.
Yeah.
Lauren, back to you. The question is, do you want to see Will again?
Oh, no, thank you.
That's so disappointing to hear, honestly. That's really disappointing because I thought we had a real connection.
But Will, you've got a poop knife, right, Lauren?
Yes.
It's a no for you, Lauren.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I just, you know, and maybe there's someone who also has a poop knife that you can have that in common with, and that just isn't me.
That would be wonderful.
You know, I just, I actually think that it's something that everybody should have, and it should be normal, and I think a lot more people out there have these, and they're very useful. And I just don't think I should really be getting judged for my poop knife.
And well
I don't
said,
think it's a judgment thing, to be honest. I think it's more of just the, maybe it's something that, you know, can be brought up the second date or the third date or just a little later on the sit. Maybe put it on a rack underneath the sink
or something like that. I think Will's got a point. There needs to be a little more understanding, a little more poop knife acceptance. So, guys, as we say, it can get a little awkward here on Second Date Update.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thunder and PT on The Wolf. Follow us on Facebook, 1029thewolf.com. Here's to all the late
night drunk phone calls. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.